This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. STL native and singer-songwriter Alexia Simone is no stranger to our talk studio. A little over a year ago, we talked about her participating in a series called Sessions of St. Louis, a project that took NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts as its inspiration and put a local twist on it by focusing on artists doing stripped-down performances in intimate spaces like the Hi-Lo in Grand Center and the Gem Studio in South St. Louis. Alexia's been very busy making new music since January, and she joins us now to share what she's been working on. Alexia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Alexia, in the year or so since the last time you were on, and you were on with Natalia Parr talking about Sessions of St. Louis, you had talked then about how it felt to perform live and with a camera in your face, no audience. And you mentioned the adrenaline and anxiety, right, that comes with performing in that way. And I've seen you now perform on several stages, both indoor, right, and outdoor at festivals. We're talking about new work today, though. So how does the adrenaline rush that you get from being on stage and from releasing a new project, how did those compare?
Whoa, that's a good question. Still terrifying, I'll tell you that. But in an exciting way, I think it's more of like the culmination, obviously, of something that you've been working on for a very long time. And obviously, you know, projects are personal to you, very personal to me and like what's going on in my life. And, you know, kind of putting yourself out there in that way can be scary. So I would say equally terrifying, but also exciting because I am in love with the process. I've learned to be just, I don't know, enjoy the process, trust the process, feel it, its highs, lows, ups, downs. And I love the music, so that's what matters at the end of the day. So that obviously takes the edge off of everything. And being excited for, you know, people who want to hear it. There are a lot of people who are telling me that they want to hear it. They're excited to hear it. And that makes me excited and make me feel good about what I'm doing. So it goes away very fast.
Yeah. Well, your new project is an EP, and it's titled Multiply, just released today. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's today, finally. Yeah.
And it's been a little over 2 years since your last EP, which was titled A Beam of Black Light. In comparing the two of them, what would you say are the biggest differences between these two projects?
A Beam of Black Light, I would say I worked with one producer on that project. So that project was produced by Cutta. Very hip-hop, very R&B, very sultry. I feel like the sound was very consistent, whereas Multiply, which I also refer to as like my mixtape, I feel like, one, there's a lot of different producers on it, a lot of from here in St. Louis and in Chicago, actually, and just writers as well. And so just different in the sound, I would say. I'm playing with my voice a little bit, like experimenting with different sounds. I was going for like more low-end R&B, but I feel like each song kind of brings like a different side of me out that maybe, maybe more projects in the past seemed a little like more consistent in that way. So
when you say low-end, what does that mean?
It's like still those hip-hop elements, I feel like, that we love, just like, you know, 808s, like, I like rap music, but I love it in the sense of like, no, I love beats. Like, I love the way like the actual music makes me feel, like, a lot of the time. So I feel like heavy on the low end in that way.
Okay.
And then I'm still, you know, singing. I'm still bringing like that R&B vibe to it.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So then the title Multiply is really then about different facets?
Yes.
Okay.
That is one great way to put it. Multifaceted in just who I am as a person, you know, singer, songwriter. I also have a 9-to-5. I also have a business. I have a family. I'm a lot of things to a lot of different people. And then translate that over to music. You know, I like a lot of different types of music. I like to write about a lot of different things. I have different interests. I like to collaborate with other people. So just, yeah, exploring that different side of myself. And yeah, it's also just like about abundance and, you know, the things that can come from collaborating or just kind of like stepping out of your comfort zone in that way. And yeah.
Well, let's get into some of the music. And we'll start with the very first track.
It's okay.
Do it.
It's out in the world now.
I'm excited. No, it's exciting.
The first track is called It's Through the Back Door by Alexia Simone. Let's hear it.
Invite only, get to know me, touch it slowly, bounce like. Girlfriend told me, book the old me, I should see what that's like. Ain't nobody looking at me, romanticize with life.
That's Alexia Simone's song, It's Through the Back Door, from her latest EP, Multiply. This definitely does sound different from what I am accustomed to hearing from you. And producer Maya Norfleet attended the listening party for this album last year, and she loved how many collaborations involve other artists from St. Louis, which is something that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Who is it that produced this track, Alexia, and how did the song come together?
Umami. Shout out to Umami. Was very, very, very excited for the opportunity to work with Umami because obviously just I've been in a lot of different spaces, Umami DJing everywhere around the city and just cultivating such a crazy space and materia just for other DJs and just individuals to kind of like tap in. So I feel like I was out and about in St. Louis, saw them DJ. Hey, how you doing? I would love to work.
Oh,
let's work. Hits the text message. I have a beat for you. And I love when producers hit me up like, okay, like I have a specific beat for you. I'm prone to not change the name of the title that they sent me. I'm prone to kind of like really jump into whatever world they want me in. And yeah, Umami had a very specific like vision for, you'll hear in the song just even how it starts and like how it builds, but like a very specific vision. And it was very easy for me to kind of sit down and just get to writing. So that's how that came about. I got to record it with Umami, which is really cool, kind of like mix and master it with him. And yeah, just the house vibe. I feel like, again, another opportunity for me to kind of play with my voice a little
right,
bit.
Right, right. And this song reminds me of K-Tronada, you know, that sort of R&B pop house music sound with sultry vocals, of course. Was there anything or were there maybe certain artists or eras of music that you were thinking about in creating this song?
Definitely K-Tronada, if we're saying a little more like current. But I would also say I remember sitting and watching Donna Summer's documentary and just that vibe. So like captivating and like ethereal, you know, kind of like the space I wanted to be in and how I felt when I heard the beat. And then again, once Umami kind of like really like painted a picture for me of like, no, like, yeah, think about it like this, like you're in this club and nobody else can get in there, just real exclusive. Like those are, I feel like, yeah, spaces I'm able to thrive in and kind of like pull inspiration from.
Okay.
So that's how I felt. I felt like I was Donna Summer on stage.
That's a great way to.
I'm just feeling it. So
to visualize sort of what you were thinking. Now, along with your solo work, Alexia, you are one half of a duo in Bloom with Slick Darko, and he's featured on Multiply on the track More Than Enough.
Yes.
Now, before we listen to a little bit of that, tell me what More Than Enough is about.
So I think when you hear More Than Enough, you might think it's like a song about like romance or love, but More Than Enough is actually about, you know, self-love and telling yourself that. I feel like, especially as women, I speak for myself in this moment, you know, like just that validation and just knowing that you can do things is super duper important, like that reassurance. So I feel like this song is like very reassuring. It's like, no, you are more than enough. There's a moment in the song where I'm like, but can I be more? It's like, no, but you can be more. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with where you are right now, your journey and what you're doing. But, you know who you are, though. And know if you want to, you know, boss up in a certain way, or if you want to grow, or if you want to take on new experiences, like, you know, the world is your oyster and it isn't something that you should be afraid of. You're even more than enough to do, you know what I'm saying? You're able to do that in that regard. So that's what it's about. Kind of self-love, like a love letter to yourself. Like,
So let's hear some of that. Here's More Than Enough by Alexia Simone featuring Slick Darko.
In the daytime, in the nighttime, on the summer nights, on the winter nights, will you be my light? You'll be more than enough for you.
And that was More Than Enough by Alexia Simone featuring Slick Darko. Alexia, you and Slick frequently collaborate, as in Bloom, but was there any difference between creating this song with Slick Darko for your EP and other projects you've done as in Bloom?
Yeah, I'll say that Slick works a mile a minute. Shout out to Slick Darko.
Okay.
So his output creatively when it comes to music and writing music is very different. So I will say that like a lot of our music starts with his pen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might come in and, you know, and like I said, like people will bring me ideas. I'm like, oh, okay. Depending on where my mindset is at the time, it's easier for me to like move that way. So I would say this was different because I wrote it. I brought it to Slick.
Okay.
I'm like, here's a song I have. Like, give me your interpretation, like, of it or, like, what you hear from it. And that's what you hear on the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So the first half is kind of, like, what the original was. And when you hear him come in, I'm like, oh, this is, no, we're keeping this. Like, we're about to put this in there. And he also, like, helped write on it, too. So, shout out to Slick Darko.
I mean, multiple facets there just in that song.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, and speaking of collaborators, so More Than Enough was produced by Cleva. He's one of the hosts of Fresh Produce Beat Battles we've talked about before on the show.
That's Cleva.
The creation of the song then, you said that with More Than Enough, you went to Slick Darko. Did this beat that Cleva made, was it introduced to you by Cleva and said, Alexia, do your thing on it? Or was it something Cleva created specifically for you?
I think there was a pack of beats that were sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
These are songs I think would be in Alexia's realm.
Oh, I see.
But I do know that this was a specific beat that Cleva didn't know what would happen with it or, you know, it's just like, no, a tight beat. But I definitely like gravitated towards it like very fast.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love Cleva's R&B bag personally. So I'm like, okay, no, this is a vibe. I feel like this is something like the girls could really ride to. Like I said, it sounds like something that should be romantic, but it's also like, no.
Oh yeah, no.
Very self-empowering. So no, shout out to Cleva.
We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation with St. Louisan and singer-songwriter Alexia Simone. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Alexia Simone. Alexia is a singer-songwriter and St. Louis native. We're listening to her latest EP, Multiply, which was just released today. Now, before the break, Alexia, we listened to More Than Enough, which features your friend, Slick Darko, and you create music as a duo called In Bloom. Mm-hmm. And then at the beginning of our conversation, we had talked about how many fellow St. Louisans and folks from Chicago, too, you had said, mm-hmm. how many are part of your EP Multiply. What is it, though, that makes working with fellow St. Louis area artists special?
I think we just understand each other in a different kind of way. Obviously, just all cut from the same cloth. We all drinking the same water, you know. So I think there's just a level of, like, trust and understanding of, like, where we are, like, the moment that we're in and what us coming together really means, not just for us as, like, a region, but, you know, mm-hmm. for us nationally, internationally, like, that growth is important for all of us to kind of come together and, you know, sharpen each other's iron in, like, different ways. So I always appreciate that. I always appreciate, you know, people's feedback. People are, you know, coming to me, telling me, you know, what they appreciate and, you know, how we can work together, excitement about working together. And that just means a lot to me. And yeah. I feel like, yeah, why not capitalize on that, like, mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form? Why not, like, use it to our benefit and, you know, all of us learn and grow and
right.
be together.
Let's hear another song that has even more St. Louis influence. This is What You Want. And that was What You Want by Alexia Simone. This is a track off her new EP, Multiply, released today. So at the beginning of this song, I heard a voice, something about Esper, but I wasn't sure whether I'd heard it from somewhere outside the track.
What a great mix then. That is so funny. No, that's in the song, yeah. Real Life. Shout out to Chelsea. That's
okay.
Our cousin Chelsea's voice. Uh-huh. She was actually in the studio that day hyping me up because obviously this song, I'm talking my stuff on there and that's like not normal for me. I'm a little more humble and a little more quiet. So I had her come to the studio with me to kind of hype me up. And okay. I'm like, oh, well, you're here. Like, go ahead and get in there and start it off for me. Like, yeah. get me ready. And so, yeah. She went crazy.
And who is Esper?
Esper is an amazing producer from here in St. Louis. I got in contact with him through Souls of Liberty, actually. He's okay. Worked with Souls of Liberty a lot. And that was a producer that they introduced to me. And yeah, he also goes crazy. Like I said, I love hip hop and I love rap music. And nah, but the beats are always, they always just hit home for me. And I feel like his beats really embodied, like, I don't know, the mm-hmm. attitude I was feeling.
Yeah.
Like, super cool.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Actually.
Oh, period.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
So, speaking of Souls of Liberty, mm-hmm. the last song that we're going to listen to is the penultimate track mm-hmm. from your EP Multiply. Mm-hmm. And this song is called Roses. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that this song was written by one half of Souls of Liberty. Mm-hmm. That's your boyfriend.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Shout out Big to Big Esco. So this song, what is Roses about? And I mean, Esco wrote it. Is it written from his point of view or someone else's?
I think it's from both his and my perspective. So produced by Juice and God Mode, the Chicago producers that I told you about. Mm-hmm. We were listening to some beats and he asked me to kind of sift through, like, see if there was any that I liked. And this one really, like, spoke to me. We were driving to see my family who lives out in the county. And I don't know, it kind of, we started talking about me and my life and, you know, thinking, like, I'm the oldest child and kind of what that had to come with and the tough skin you kind of have in a way. But, you know, just how it requires you to show up for everybody just innately, like, you don't realize, like, that that happens. But, yeah, just my life and how I see life, the things I want out of life, the things I feel like I deserve, the things I feel like I didn't deserve but I still experience. Like, I feel like we kind of went through a little deep dive. So that was the 30-minute drive to the county.
Okay.
And by the 30-minute drive back, he had written that. And,
oh, wow.
And for me in the car. And I was like, okay. So he got it started from me. We collaborated on the second half of it. And, yeah, that's how Roses came about. So I feel like it was his interpretation of what he heard, but it was definitely, like, hitting some notes as far as just me and my life. And yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
Let's hear, I can understand why. Let's hear Roses from Alexia Simone's new EP, Multiply.
Growing up with the oldest, that made me the coldest. Play the hand, I was there, but you never catch me folding. Can't help, I was chosen, and I always had a little motion. So I'm sitting on the sideline, that's just her emotion. Going hard, got me here. Time to hit another gear, do a big another year. Determination, persevere. Y'all don't know my struggle. Y'all can't match my hustle. I put it all on the line, so don't waste my time. I had highs, I had lows. I heard yes, I heard no. In my darkness, I had glow. I had less, I did more. I deserve my roses. Somebody give me my roses. How you gon' judge me when you don't know what my road is?
That was Roses by Alexia Simone. So, Alexia, we've heard about half of Multiply just now. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want listeners to know as they go into listening to this album?
I think a little bit of what I talked about earlier, just knowing yourself and your abilities. And knowing that that doesn't have to necessarily be one thing, like, you can be more than one thing, I feel like, more than anything. And that's something that you grow through. That's through experience, experiences you may expect to come, experiences that you never see coming, like, I don't know. And I feel like honoring that in yourself and taking those experiences and making them good, making them beautiful. Like, I feel like that is what I'm able to do through my music, good and bad, you know. Like I said, some of these songs I'm really feeling myself. Some of these songs I'm really having to tell myself, like, no, like, you are the one. You're more than enough. Like, and that is what it is. And you have to believe that within yourself. So I think that's what I want people to take from it.
Okay.
Obviously having fun, obviously, you know, just different and keeping an open mind. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, it's about self and loving yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, you're starting off the new year, new album. What else do you have planned in the coming months?
I have a show. I'll be performing Multiply at the Dark Room April 26th.
Okay.
That's an exclusive.
Yeah.
That's
April
still
26th?
In my email, yes.
Okay.
Hey, it's happening. So, I'm excited to do that. That'll be the next step. I have my listening party. All the ladies came out for the Give Me My Roses Galentine's Day, which I got to kind of preview some songs from Multiply there, and I got a lot of good reception. So I think a really important step, which we also talked about in my process, is translating it to the stage. So I'm really excited to hear how these songs kind of come to life and take on new life.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me.
St. Louisan, yeah, great to have you back. St. Louisan Alexia Simone is a singer-songwriter. Her latest EP, titled Multiply, was released today.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.